From the front lines of the courageous resistance in Riverside County, California, this is The Joy of Democracy on the United America Network. Here is your host, Joy Silver.
Today on Joy of Democracy, we have Becky Samaroff Robinson right here from Riverside County. And this segment is called We Did That. So, how are you doing, Becky?
I'm doing better than I was doing before, because I believe that whatever it is that we're doing is working.
It's working. And what did they do?
The first thing that they did was Disney and ABC pulled Jimmy Kimmel because they didn't like what he had to say. And they were trying to stop free speech.
I want to say something about this. Even Henry VIII had a court jester that was allowed to make fun of the king. And the fact that this wannabe king cannot abide anybody making fun or pointing things out. This is really serious. So thin-skinned.
Oh, totally thin-skinned. And anything that anybody says, as far as they're concerned, is treason.
Yeah, so this becomes treason instead of his actual treasonous activities, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Disney fires Jimmy Kimmel. What did we do?
Oh, we did a lot. First thing that we did was millions and millions of people immediately canceled their subscriptions to Disney Plus and Hulu.
Now, this happened really fast, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because with the internet and everything that's going on, not only did it happen fast, but it happened viscerally. People heard what Disney did, heard what ABC did, and immediately is, I do not want to give any of my money to them to support the fact that they're trying to stop free speech, which is probably the most important thing that we have here.
That's right. And that is from the inception. And the reason why there's the United States of America.
It's because of free speech.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Number one on the list, right? Number
totally.
One. All right. So what happened now? Now before, he's off the air.
Before we get to what happened, he's off the air. We pulled our money from Hulu and Disney Plus, and people protested with their feet in front of Disney in both California and New York. Huge rallies, letting them know exactly how we all felt. And because of that, within a week, Jimmy Kimmel was back on all stations except those owned by Nexstar and Sinclair.
Whoa, Sinclair.
Two right-wing owners of stations. But let me tell you, we continued.
We persisted. That's right.
And both Nexstar and Sinclair, both of them, caved. And Jimmy Kimmel, within 10 days, was back on every single station in America, owned by whoever they're owned by. And you know what? Nothing happened to Disney and ABC.
Nothing happened.
Nope.
So the emperor had no clothes?
The emperor always has no clothes.
Oh, wow. That's sickening to think about, though. But hey, listen, I get what, you know, that is the phrase. But tell me something. What do you think this meant to the American public and to other organizations and companies?
Not just organizations and companies, but everybody.
Yeah.
What it meant was, we have the power.
We got the power.
We've always had
the power.
We've always had the power. The only problem is that sometimes, like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, we don't know how to use it.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that it was pivotal with Disney and ABC that we all, and I say we all because all across this country, people realized we do have the power. And the pride that people felt when they discontinued their subscriptions to Disney and Hulu, and when they were out there marching, and then they saw that they caved.
They saw that we did that.
Absolutely.
Exactly. We did that. I just want to remind you and everyone who's listening or watching that this is the United American Network, and this is the Joy of Democracy. And the reason that United America Network exists is because we want to be sure that people get to hear more than just what is being suppressed.
Right. Absolutely.
It's very important. So you're listening to Becky Robinson right now, and she is the coordinator for the Courageous Resistance Indivisible of the Desert, and she does voter registration. And if there was anything, ever critical right now. Oh. It is voting and getting people to sign up and remembering, and this is something Becky always says, if you moved, you got to re-register, even if it's only next door, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely,
so that's a critical thing. Tell me a little bit about this Christy Gnome. Christy Gnome.
I have a nickname for her.
I don't know what it is. Hold on to your seats.
I call her Barbie Gnome.
Barbie Gnome.
Because she looks just like a Barbie
doll.
Oh,
dear.
But what she did was she created, and she has the free speech to do that, she created a video that she mandated be shown at all TSA points in airports that basically said, it's the Democrats' fault that we have a shutdown.
Oh, wow.
Illegal as heck, but she did it anyway. I believe because of what we did with Disney, the airports absolutely, positively grew a spine. And they said, no, they refused to show the video. Not all airports, but many, including JFK, LAX, Miami International Airport.
Well, I didn't expect that.
Okay, neither did I.
Oh, Miami.
Yeah, both of the Chicago airports, both of them, the Atlanta International Airport, LaGuardia Airport, Newark. And
all
Newark
right.
is having a heck of a time right now because they keep having to stop their flights because they don't have enough workers that are going to determine who lands and who doesn't.
Ah, that's the air controller situation. It's a nightmare out there, folks.
And even the best, Palm Springs International Airport.
Yes, Palm Springs right here in Riverside County.
Refused.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What's that?
I have not heard one thing that anything happened to any of those airports that refused to do it.
And there it is, folks. Listen, anybody who's been traveling, I'm sure you've noticed a lot of delays. I've been hearing about it. I myself have experienced a number of delays, and everyone I hear from is hearing it too. Why they would want to make the skies unsafe is beyond my imagination, but they do not care about us.
And they don't care anything at all about us.
That's right. So if you love America, protest. You can protest with your feet, you can protest with your pocketbook, and you can protest by writing, by calling. That's the situation. And thank you, Becky, for joining us
today.
You're
very welcome, Joy.
All right. Thank you for joining me, Joy Silver, on The Joy of Democracy. We look forward to another visit and another episode of We Did That.
The Joy of Democracy with Joy Silver is a production of the United America Network, UAN.